8306.
Israel's had a change of heart. They've decided to drop their plans to prosecute those Gaza activists in light of what happened on that flotilla. There's a lot of controversy over who's zooming who. We try to sort it out here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, happy to be the skipper of this ship as we sail through some interesting times, my friends. To the right, to the left, and all those spots in between, including, and don't forget about Korea. How much more tense can the situation get between the North and the South? The United States in a precarious spot, weighing really whether to send an aircraft carrier to where South Korea's ship was initially sank back in March. And the UN is planning more money for North Korea. What does it all mean? It means serious war games near both Koreas. That's what it means. But ultimately, will this escalate into something more? Is there a reason to be concerned that perhaps a war will ultimately flare up? In talking to military experts, most of them believe that we're going to see a lot of the saber rattling, but ultimately we will not see any kind of action. Well, there's already been an action with 46 sailors dead. If I'm South Korea, then I've got to do something, right? So what do? Are sanctions, beat them up, humiliate North Korea into admitting what they did? It's not going to happen. So as the United States is ratcheting up those sanctions for what happened in March over the warship, the United Nations is trying to spend about 170 million new bucks on certain programs in that state. And they're doing it with the cooperation of the State Department. Somewhere I read this today, and I don't know why, I shouldn't have been blown away by this, but I guess I was. So the UN aid program would cover stuff like health care, vaccinations, water supply stuff, because they have a terrible water supply, make it more sanitary, education, that sort of thing, but to the tune of $170 million. But it also includes English language lessons for North Korean bureaucrats. Okay, you heard me say bureaucrats, right? And that's to help increase foreign trade and investments that have fallen off the shelf a little bit. And then some of it's for advocacy as well. And this is all being planned, and this is the tricky thing, in very close cooperation with Kim Jong-il. So you want to talk about saber rattling? Well, let's see. Let's help the North Koreans. We're going to give them this $170 million for all of these things, including English lessons for bureaucrats, because they have to be able to work on foreign trade and they need to be able to speak English. So we're going to do all that. And we're pushing all of this through the anti-malaria stuff and a TB program and an education program and sanitation and hygiene and ag programs. In fact, a pilot project for the UN's Food and Ag Organization to provide diverse food sources for North Korea's government-run cooperatives, and then more to help boost the information system. So we're helping them, but at the same time, we want to take some of their tools away, too. I mean, that's just ridiculous. So they're helping the dictator. The UN is helping the dictator at the same time making comments about how wrong it is with what happened to South Korea. Give me a break. We're planning to give you more money despite everything that's happening, and oh boy, America better step up to the plate. So there is this massive aircraft carrier the USS George Washington that has been deployed. It's going to the Yellow Sea. That's where North Korea allegedly, wink, wink, they have the evidence, sank the South Korean warship. And it's a show of force by the United States. It's a show of force because we vowed to protect South Korea. So the UN officially puts the U.S. in an even more awkward position. Yeah, you go out there. Go ahead. No problem. Absolutely. We're going to be working behind the scenes with Kim Jong-il. What hypocrisy, please. You know, as I said, the UN was started in the spirit of cooperation, and it seemed like a good idea, didn't it? And, oh, yeah, when I was a kid, I walked around those flags. I remember thinking, wow, this is so cool. But it's not so cool, some of the shady dealings that go on inside the UN. Really, what kind of an organization is it? So we're going to give them help on one hand, and then we're going to ask the U.S. to help because the U.S. has to fight with the South Koreans. I mean, after all, we sided with them during the Korean War. Of course we do. And it ended in an armistice, not a peace treaty. So North Korea has been demanding a permanent peace treaty, but they haven't gotten it. So now we've got this prospect of an eruption of serious fighting on the Korean Peninsula, and this is the most serious potential for this happening since the war ended. And so there is massive distrust here, massive. And sinking the warship, killing the 46 sailors, and then in the same breath, the UN helping specifically the dictator of the communist country who, let's face it, did that to all those South Korean families. I mean, give me a break. Come on. What do you think? Who's zooming who in this case? 800-259-5791. You know what I think. UN. I'm putting it on the UN. I mean, what are they all about? Come on. Please. In the meantime, speaking of fair or foul kind of deals, we got a bunch of them coming up on the flip side here on ATN, and we're going to talk about the oil spill. And in talking about the oil spill, everybody's been waiting to hear, and he has spoken on some of the Sunday shows and whatnot, what the governor, Haley Barbour, had to say about Mississippi and where they're at this point. And I'll tell you, he's a guy who doesn't mince words. Here's what he had to say.
For the oil to hit the southern beaches of the barrier islands like this did, than for it to get in a pass and get into the sound. If enough of it reaches the barrier islands, some will get through the passes. Though we intend to have a very strong line of defense to defend those passes.
All right, so the strong line of defense, what is it? A lot of it is what the nets that they're lining up, basically, for lack of a better way to describe it. Anything to fend off the oil, it's easier said than done. There's booms, and as much boom as they can try to attack it, that's what he means. But the oil is seeping deep into the marshes, and it's also headed to Pensacola, just 7 miles now off the coastline. Boy, that's ugly. We'll take a few in just a few.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dried Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dried Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Reminder, if you're frustrated with what you're seeing in Congress, most likely you can make a change. In fact, all of us can. 2,300 people are running for Congress. That's the most in decades, they say. Wow, I didn't realize it was that many. They're running for 471 House and Senate seats in the midterms. Do you know that's, like I said, the highest number we've seen in 35 years? Kate, swinging for the fences with all of you, just trying to survive another day here in the good old United States of America. 800-259-5791. We're zigging and zagging all over the place. Throw in your two on whatever you want to chime in on. Let's go to Leroy in Minnesota. Hey, Leroy.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me.
What's on your mind?
Well, I was thinking about this this oil spill. And the crisis that there's a lot of people that is anticipating, you know, a lot of pollution affecting their livelihoods and everything. And being from a small town, I sit back and I'm watching what's happening, and it has me just questioning what our administration is thinking of, because they seem to be more interested on who to sue than helping out. An example would be, like, I'm living in a small community, and I'm just thinking of, like, if the water would, because we all have our own wells. I'm out in the country, and mm-hmm. we have to have our water wells. Well, if the water got polluted or something, and people were getting sick, you know, our first reaction is to try to figure out, you know, and help people and try to stabilize the situation. And you know, suing is like the last thing on her mind.
You know what? Very well said. I totally agree with you. It's like I keep saying, we're talking about who done it. Whose fault is it? Who are we going after? And there has to be concern over that because of the livelihoods of the people who are now screwed by this oil leak, for lack of a better way to describe it. But you're right. It has to be, that's the problem. And that's what Bobby Jindal, that's what the governor has been saying all along. Immediately when this thing happened, it should have been, wow, what do we do? How do I chip in? What do I need to do, Leroy? That's it. We're all here. We got to help. We got to get these nets up. We got to come up with a way to stop the oil, fend it off. And there was too much of a lag time between when things started to happen and help from enough people. You're absolutely right. That's the biggest problem. Forget all those lawsuits are waiting. They can all happen. But plug the leak.
What do we do then? I mean, it's actually painful to see the direction what's going on. I'm in the country, so I'm out unplugged and stuff. I mean, so I need advice. You know,
well, the thing you can do is, here's what I think. I think what's going to happen is they're going to have some, there's once everything is sorted out of how long it's going to be, because now we're talking about how long the spill is going to go on. So that means that much more damage will be done, that many more livelihoods will be affected. And they're talking about possibly till Christmas, which is awful. And we're seeing the dead animals are starting to show up from the oil spill and the sea life and stuff, because they haven't been able to cap the well or plug the leak or any of that kind of stuff. The worst case scenario is Christmas time. So the only thing you can do is be supportive ultimately when there is a time and a place to send maybe a couple of dollars. Unless you can get down and you've got a boom and you've got a way, a skiff to go out and help the people out there. Other than that, you can also contact your congressman or your senator and express your disgust with how slowly aid initially, meaning in just equipment, was hustled down to the Gulf. That's probably the best thing you can do. Rick is listening to us. Thanks for the call. Rick is listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hey, you got my horses for me? Because you know the Belmont's coming up and I don't have a clue. Icebox.
Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night in the third hour.
Third hour, okay. Yeah, I got them all figured out now.
Cool, I'm going to listen to you. I'm following your lead.
So I guess they didn't get the oil well cut in half pipe or what they were supposed to do today.
No, they had a stuck. This time the saw got stuck and they had to get the saw out.
And they ain't got that done yet?
They got that done, but it took them like 12 hours.
Wow.
It's crazy.
So they can lower this thing down over it now?
That's right. Try to cap it. But they're just trying to cap it. They don't know if they can even do that.
Okay. I knew last I heard that the wire they used to cut with got stuck down there. They didn't know what to do. So.
Yeah, it's nasty. I mean, the rate it's coming out and the fact that they don't, who knows, it could go all the way to Christmas. Oh, it goes all the way to Christmas. We're all going to be swimming in this chocolate syrup.
Yeah, it's getting bad now.
It is. It's getting bad now. You'll start to see it. You'll start to see those ugly photographs. They'll show up on the nightly news pretty soon here.
Yeah, they're showing Alabama and
beaches
now getting it. So, but they said they're going to have people stationed down there paying these other people who's losing the wages and money. I guess they're paying them.
They are. They're helping some of the fishermen at least are going out with the booms and stuff, and they're paying them to do that because they need as many people as possible in boats and whatnot to try to fend it off from coming into the shores as rapidly as it is.
See, I go down there in Biloxi for Christmas time. I don't know if I can get paid for ruining my vacation.
You want to make a couple extra bucks when you're down there, you could go out there and take one of those little booms out there and add to the excitement of Christmas.
Yeah, they're getting sick, though.
They are getting sick because of the fumes, because they're out there so long and they don't have any protection. And they're saying they feel sick when they come out of however long they've been on the water or wherever it is that they are, and it's bad, yeah.
What's the deal with good buddy Al Gore and Tipper?
They're done. D-O-N-E. 30 years and bored. They're done. Supposedly what happened is there was no cheating. There's no other woman, no other guy, no other situation, but that he wanted to still be a superstar. He wanted to be out in Hollywood and produce movies and do all that kind of stuff and be Mr. Green, and she didn't want that life anymore. She just wanted to be a house person and kind of hang out with the grandkids and stuff.
Oh, he was sex pecs again.
That's right. Guarantee when this thing is over, he'll show up with some young babe, though.
Well, you think they've been married for 40 years, they could just tough it on out, you know?
Well, that's what I think. And they've got those kids, and I mean, they're grown, but they're having children. 40 years, and here, now the Gores have a ton of money, so they got a whole bunch. He made a ton of money with his green initiatives, and so, especially with that. So they've got a lot of money to divide up. They're both obviously going to be fine, and so with their kids. But in a normal circumstance, why would you ever do that after 40 years? That is such a long time. And you know what? And the rest of us, we're just saddled. You know, that whole ball and chain thing? Because you want to talk about saving your money or whatever you have left in savings or your 401Ks or whatever. You got to have that other person. You're not dumping them after 40 years. Are you kidding?
No, and their house is big. Not one can live upstairs, no one can live downstairs, you know?
I agree. Just live separately, of course. Yeah. I mean, it's so crazy. That it was a crazy thing because you think of the Clintons, you think of some of the other political wives and husbands and what's happened, and you really, that was never an issue with the Gores. The Gores or the Bushes. And to hear that they were getting divorced, separating, and then a divorce is strange.
Yeah, I was shocked to hear that, and I thought, I was hearing things when I first heard it on the news.
They've got like an $8 million villa in Montecito, California, and that's like on a bunch of acres. They've got all kinds of things that they'll have to, I guess, split up, and they, Gore had a company, and the company made more than like $100 million. The net worth is, you know, up there. It's pretty high.
I think you had a 16-room house there in Tennessee.
Yeah.
It is a monster house.
They've got a house in Tennessee. They got a condo in San Francisco. They've got a house in Washington. And they've got a houseboat.
Jeez.
And they own a farm. Oh, yeah, look at $100 million. That can buy you a lot of toys for sure. So they're not worried about bucks. They had way more than I thought, too, Rick. Hey, give me your horses tomorrow. Can't wait for that. Hang with us.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AerrantAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AerrantAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AerrantAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AquaQua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AerrantAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We know that for Louisiana, this is a marathon, not a sprint. And so we know that with hurricane season now upon us, it is absolutely critical to build these sand booms so we can fight the swell away from our wetlands, not closer to our coast.
All right, that's the governor of Louisiana, of course, Bobby Jindal, and you can tell he was fuming about the equipment and how close it was coming in the first place over a month ago. And it's that slow response, that slow call to action that can really twist you. Coming up here on America Tonight, we got Fruits and Nuts. I got a good one for you this time, too. I mean, you cannot believe the things that are happening at airports. As a person who flies a lot, I'm always thinking, please, let's just have the smooth. Let's have the smooth flight. No hysterics and nobody calling foul when they shouldn't call foul. That probably doesn't make sense to you. I'll explain. Dale is listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Dale, welcome to America Tonight again.
Hi, Kate. I was thinking about the gentleman called a couple callers ago about the Attorney General going down to Louisiana and find out who he can sue.
Yeah.
That's right on, you know. I remember during Katrina, President Bush said, let's sort this out later. Let's stop pointing fingers and get something done. And here we got President Obama's people down there trying to figure out already who they're going to sue and for how much. And we don't even have this problem solved.
Yeah.
They got their priorities kind of screwed up, like they do with everything else.
Yeah, and so, besides Eric Holder, he's still trying to figure out, first of all, what's going to happen with Gitmo. And, geez, what are we going to do and with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four others? I thought we were trying them in New York. Ooh, no, we can't decide if we're trying them in New York. We don't really know what to do. I think his plate is so full. I said before, he's a guy that I would have pink slipped. So he, to me, he is worthless in that AG role.
He's, I just don't understand these people. It just gets worse every day.
I know it does, Dale. And, you know, what's weird is because, I mean, I get it. You know, things change once you step into the role, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. But remember, the whole thing was hope and change, baby, transparency. We're not like the other guys. We're transparent. And it's transparent to me that they have no clue what they're doing and they're ineffective.
Well, they've got some tough stuff on their plate. I realize this. This Korea situation is critical. There has to be a lot of attention paid to that. These guys got to pay for this some way, and I'm not sure how, you know, we can do it. But, you know, I wish him well with that. But, boy, he's just too inexperienced, Kate, to be up to this task.
Yeah, that's probably a better word. Inexperience and ineffective with that inexperience. And that's it.
Yeah.
That was the concern. Remember, that was the concern when he ran. The thought was, okay, so he's a good orator. He's good at giving you speeches. And he has a little bit of a track record, but not very much. And why is that important? And I guess now we see why it's important. Not that we didn't know that, but it's showing, it's rearing its ugly head. We're watching it.
Well, we got all these Chicago crazies with him. It's part of the problem. I wanted to make one other comment. I was really surprised to hear about the Gores separating.
Yeah.
I imagine Mrs. Gore will write a book now, My Life with Ozone Al or something like that. We'll get all those. You know, my wife told me, she said, if you ever messed with another woman, I would give you two choices. I'd cut your hand off, or I'd make you watch a full hour of Keith Olbermann.
Which would be worse?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm trying to think how I'd look drinking a cup of coffee with my elbow. That's probably the choice I would make.
That was a great way to answer that.
So,
thanks for the call.
Take care,
Kate. That was good. That was a good thing to say. I love that. Yeah. Oh, my, oh, my. So he definitely made some good points, and it is frustrating. You can hear the frustration. I mean, hey, look, there was this thing when Obama first became president where, are you rooting for the president to go down? I mean, that's ridiculous. Of course, it doesn't matter. Forget it. Whether he's Republican, Democrat, whatever. And, of course, are we rooting for the leader of our country to go down in flames? And the answer is, of course not. Of course not. In fact, when Obama, however long it was ago now, maybe 8-9 weeks ago, when he said, okay, we're lifting the moratorium on the oil drilling, the offshore oil drilling, I thought, wow, here's another thing I can agree with on Obama's scorecard. This is good, not because I'm so pro, let's just drill the crap out of everything, but because it has to happen. It's necessary. We're dependent on oil. I don't want to pull up to a gas station and pay $8 for my gasoline. I don't want to do that. I don't want to live like they do in London, because you better be bloody rich or it's a miserable existence. It's so expensive to live there. And part of the problem in Europe is the fact, and that's how they get them, you got to pay sky-high taxes on the gasoline. So you're going to pay top dollar. We don't want to pay top dollar here in the U.S., We're spoiled. We like our gas under $4. And trust me, you're going to see some irate Americans if gas is seriously goes up to, can you imagine $5? Can you imagine $6? So I agreed with that. But I think what we're seeing is absolutely, Dale is right. It's the inexperience. That's really the better way to say it. It's the inexperience that's playing out. He has experience in the state role in the state Senate in Illinois and as a junior senator in Washington. And, you know, he had charisma. He had the bootstrapping coming from nowhere, coming from all different parts background in his corner when Obama started to get the buzz that this guy could be electable. But what have we elected in the people around him? Rahm Emanuel, come on. And he's not even the worst of the bunch. Eric Holder, I can't make a decision. Today it's one thing, tomorrow it's another thing. I mean, yeah, situations can change and opinions can change, no doubt about that. But it's happening too much. It's you know what? It's like dating a guy who can't decide whether or not he wants to marry you. If somebody did that to me, if I was dating someone for XYZ time, he's out of here. He's booted. He's gone. And like any of you, dating a woman who, for some reason, it seems a little odd. She's a little standoffish all of a sudden. Are you a little concerned when she's shunning your advances that there's somebody else, that there's something better out there? Of course you are. And so to me, we keep coming back to the same thing, you know, with Obama. And to be fair, he's right. He does have a ridiculous amount on his plate. You have Korea. You have the situation now with Israel. I think that will be worked out. The Korean thing is probably the bigger thing on the world stage. And of course, Afghanistan and cleaning up the end of Iraq, because the rest of the troops are coming out of there in the next year and a half. And besides that, on our own front, the horrible situation with illegal immigration, the open borders, the problems with visas, student visas, and how do you track people, and the assimilation, ultimately what that leads to. So where are we going with that? A slew of other problems in the United States that have to be tackled, and this oil spill, not to mention, certainly not last on the list, it's huge, because this is America. This is destroying the beauty of America, what makes America so unique. The wetlands, the Florida beaches, all that stuff goes down the tubes. So that's vital. And the action was so slow at the top when it all happened. Really, it's about a lot of the people that have been appointed, because they're not doing their jobs. That's what the upshot is. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Ken Salazar is a great example of that. How are you not in a crisis situation? This is what you do. This is what you have to be concerned about. You know, if half of California is on fire, and then there's mudslides days later because there's incredible torrential rains, and it's destroying parts of California, wouldn't you be, as the Interior Secretary, you would be concerned, you would be there, you'd be all over it. With an oil spill, regardless of how many barrels you thought was coming out, I honestly think, like Salazar, he probably never copped to this, but I honestly think that they thought, oh, this will get plugged up. Okay, so BP had a spill. This is horrific. Oh, then the platform sinks. It catches on fire. 11 guys are dead. This is terrible. But they're going to handle this. This will be okay, because they've got this leak. It'll get plugged up. I honestly think that that conversation on all levels was had, that they really honestly believed that there was some other plan, that BP had a plan, so we're not going to have to worry so much about this. This is a big deal, but it's not going to become the big deal. Well, guess what? It became the big deal when guys like Ken Salazar were whitewater rafting. I mean, I still just cannot get over that. He should have never left on that trip. Just go down to the Gulf, be there right away, assess the problem, figure out what they need on the Gulf Coast, whether it's more manpower or equipment, National Guard, whatever. Just do that right away and then sort out the rest. And see, that's the problem. I really, really honestly think that it was all about assuming that this was going to wrap up pretty quickly and it wouldn't be such a big deal. And it turned out to be a very big deal. Our biggest oil spill. So who's asleep at the wheel? Coming up next on the flip side, oh baby, we got odds and ends.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact.
our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose, and healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Chiquita Banana and I come to say I come from Little Island down East Equator Way. I sail on Bigger Banana boat from Cavite to see if I can help good neighbor policy. I bring a song about banana.
Time for fruits and nuts. So, yeah, don't worry, we're going to get to those odds and ends. But fruits and nuts, pretty good for the day. I don't want to miss this. We got to get this in. If you're cruising around in Brownwood or you're listening to us in the great state of Illinois somewhere, or Connecticut, love Connecticut. Love all those people up there in Connecticut. Well, you might have had something similar happen to you. Nah, probably not. You probably suffered through some delays, but can you imagine this? San Francisco International Airport. Here's what happened. A Chicago-bound flight was evacuated and delayed 6 hours after a crew member smelled a strange odor coming from a carry-on bag. Oh, my, oh, my. They say the United flight was, in fact, delayed for all that time, because you remember now with the tarmac thing and everybody's itchy about delays and stuff, they're saying that the delay, unfortunately for the people who were on the plane, had nothing to do with anything odd. The person, the crew member, thought that they were smelling a bomb. How are you thinking that, okay, a funky odor? Now the people that are on the part of the crew know how to detect bombs by their nasal cavities. I smell a bomb. I can understand if it's like pot or something. You know, there is a pungent odor to pot. Or dirty gym clothes. They have a definite, you know, when somebody has smelly sneakers and smelly socks, a definite odor. I can understand if you smell deli food. You know, like I'm from an area where you got that hoagie thing going on. You could probably smell the oil and the 10,000 different pieces of Italian meat if somebody had that in a bag. But thinking that you're smelling a strange odor, funny odor, and it turns out to be nothing more than not a bomb, thinking that you are smelling that bomb, unfortunately, delaying those people for 6 hours. I think you got to get the Fruits and Nuts Award here on America Tonight. I don't know, Donovan, do you think that you are so good at smelling things, you have that great sense of smell, that you would be able to smell a bomb?
I wouldn't think I'd be able to pull that one off.
No, I didn't think so. And so I'm thinking that this crew member, same thing, could not tell what the difference was, but just got paranoid for some reason. Maybe it's like the times we live in, that you just see something funny and you just can't believe that what you're looking at is just simply a bag full of stuff, and it can't be anything more than that, right? And obviously in this case, that's exactly what happened. And unfortunately for the people on that plane, they had to suffer through that long delay, because 6 hours is a very long time. As somebody who's spent time on a tarmac, that's a little bit different. I mean, here they had to be evacuated, and the only reason why is just because of the, you know, funky odor that was literally nothing than a bunch of Chinese herbs, which were owned by an elderly couple. They didn't speak English fluently. It was just part of stuff that they were hauling off, that they took on the plane, and the flight attendant thought it was a pungent chemical herb. All right, that's Fruits and Nuts for you, though. So we do have some other things to get to, and you know, it almost falls into the same category of the funky smell thing. There was a man that has been accused of terrorizing bicyclists with tools. And you're thinking, terrorizing bicyclists with tools? But apparently what this guy decided he was going to do is thinking it would be funny somehow to go to different bike racks and take off and arrange tires. In other words, take tires from one bike and replace them on another bike, or simply strip the bike altogether, thinking that would be a kind of a funny hoax. I'm going to say that's like a fruity, nutty thing to do. You might disagree. I don't know if it falls into that category for you, but it does for me, to be certain. So those are your two fruits and nuts on the day. I think the stinky Chinese herbs, though, with the flight attendant who decided it smelled like chemicals, probably takes the cake, no doubt. All right, for odds and ends, we've been talking about the Gore's divorce and all the loot that they have to ultimately will split up, and all the houses and whatnot, and the shock of so many of the friends now that are being asked, geez, did you know that there was problems here, because that's usually what happens. Television reporters or news reporters are trying to find an angle on it and trying to figure out if anybody is fooling around. And the answer to that question is they both say no. They came out and publicly made a statement saying that. And the news is initially that they were just separating, but then the separation a day later turns into a full-fledged divorce. So that was a pretty quick separation. All right, here's the plan. We're going to announce we're separated for a day, and we're going to let everybody kind of digest that, including the kids, and then we're going to turn around and say, yeah, we're calling it quits. We took the day. We thought it over. we thought better of it. And it made me think, I wonder how many couples, not so much famous couples, because I think that maybe that is a ploy, maybe that's something that they do, but how many couples separate and ultimately, because isn't that what a separation is supposed to be? It's supposed to be that there's a chance that you could get back together. How many couples go through that and actually end up getting back together, and how many others just call it quits and know they're going to call it quits, but for the sake of the family or appearances or whatever, they just roll with that. Yeah, I'm just thinking out loud, right? All right, and one of the callers brought it up, of course, talking about lawsuits. And there are lawsuits, by the way, that are being filed all over Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Last count that I saw, and it's not an official count because, of course, lots of lawsuits can be filed in different counties and whatnot, but just from individual businesses, there have been about 25 that have been filed so far. And that's not the attorney, not to be confused with the attorney general who's looking for the criminal element here, because it's now the blame game, the whodunit thing. Who are we pinning this on? Squarely on the shoulders of BP or Transocean, a little bit complicit, or Halliburton, or who are we ultimately going to go after for this spill? Meaning, you know, the government's going to go after British Petroleum, I'm sure, when they sort it out, for whatever amount of money it's going to be ultimately, because I think the damage is going to be much more extensive than initially thought to the coastline. Part of Odds and Ends, too, in case you missed it, is how about the Tigers, a pitcher who Armando Galarraga, who thought he had the perfect game. It would have been the first one for the Detroit Tigers. And unfortunately, a bogus call, a bad call, took that game away from him. Afterwards, the veteran umpire had tears in his eyes, apologized to Galarraga because he saw the replay and realized that he did, in fact, have his foot on the base because he was over at first base and he had gotten the out, but it was called against him. So an umpire's terrible call ruined the perfect game, and it would have been the first for the Tigers, like I said, against the Indians. That has to be upsetting to Galarraga, and it might bring up the question of instant replay. I would think it would when it comes to baseball, because, you know, the great game of football, the NFL, you've got instant replay. And after all, as a fan, anywhere you go, you see all the action on the big screen and you see it played over and over again. Hopefully they're going to nail this guy. This is where we end with Odds and Ends. Joran Vandersloot, ring a bell with anyone? He was the suspect in the Natalie Holloway disappearance. Remember, so long ago in 2005, the Alabama teenager. Now he is wanted. He's the prime suspect in a weekend murder of a young Peruvian woman. He fled the country. There is an international arrest warrant out for Vandersloot. Let's hope that they catch him, nail him for this one, and ultimately nail him for poor Natalie Holloway. Gonna leave you with this thought. People avoid complainers. They seek out problem solvers. Pay attention, Washington.